Are you interested in having incredible health, or learning to trust your intuition, or finding a purpose in your life? These are things everyone would want. And AWARE is committed to bringing you this information to assist you in creating a life you love. We invite you to share in this experience and become more aware.
Good afternoon and welcome to AWARE. Hi, I'm Lisa Garr. You know, in the opening of the show when I asked the question, what would you like to create in your life? Well, today, that is what we're going to be talking about, that very thing, creating something in your life. It could be anything. It could be money. It could be a relationship. It could be improved health, anything that you want to create. And we're going to talk about how to do that today with my guest, Angelica Wagner. She is she owns a company called Dream Makers International, which is a company that motivates people to reach for miracles in their lives. It's an actual inspirational company. Angelica's story starts back where she found herself in a wheelchair due to a tragic car accident, and she was diagnosed with permanent paralysis. And she found a complete healing through natural health care methods, and she's joining us today to tell her complete story. Thank you, Angelica Wagner, for joining me on AWARE.
Thank you. Wonderful to be here, Lisa.
Wonderful to have you. Well, you really must be a pretty strong, positive person, because it requires a lot of strength to rebuild yourself after diagnosed paralysis.
You know, it's interesting you should say that, because people say that of me all the time, and yet I really believe that my strength comes from God, totally. I just always, when I was diagnosed with a paralysis, I never believed that that was God's purpose in my life. And what that, and I teach this in my classes, that all of our tragedies that we are given, when we are given a present, this, you know, for your birthday, I just had a birthday on the weekend. And
happy birthday.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. And you get great presents wrapped up in bows. Well, when God sends you tragedy, whatever that is in your life, and this was pretty devastating to me, to lose the ability to walk and to move.
I would say so.
It was just so devastating.
Huge.
It was huge, because at the end of the day, I had these four children who relied on me for their support. And I thought, now how am I going to do this? And I just really, after a while, understood that God is very wise. And when he gives us tragedies, he really gives us wonderful gifts. Because in the inside of the tragedy, when you get over all of the wrappings and the bows of that gift, the nugget of the tragedy is your purpose. And so if you look at what God has given to you that you are cursing, in that is actually the nugget, the gemstone, the diamond of who you are.
I guess you, above all people, are the one to say that. I mean, when you're going through tragedy and you're going through hardships in life, the last thing you think is that it's a blessing. And you really don't start to see the big picture until you're far enough out of it to look back and say, oh, well, this is why I needed to go through all of this pain and all of this trauma, so that I could actually teach people how to heal themselves.
Well, it's so great that you're asking me about this, because first of all, I had to slow down, and secondly, I had to think a lot more, and I had to look in myself. But at the time of the tragedy, I never saw it as that. I didn't see my healing as a miracle. And 6 weeks, 6 weeks after, I was paralyzed for 6 weeks, took 6 weeks to heal, and then I went on my merry journey, didn't even think about it until 6 months later when I had a near-death experience. And that one was really another kaboom from God. Hello, you're not paying attention again.
Mm-hmm.
And that one, when I looked back on my body at the table, and the nurse said, how tragic, what will happen with her children? And I just decided heaven could wait. In the meantime, I just went on my life, and it was about 7 years ago when I was at a conference on health in New York City.
Wait, one second. I want to backtrack for a second. You said that you cured your paralysis in 6 weeks?
Well, I didn't. My mother, and this is why it's so great that I'm speaking at the Philosophical Research Center on Sunday, because It's because of my mother and her spirit.
Explain.
Well, she looked at me and she, when I was crying, and I said, "You're being." She looked at me and she said, "You're being ridiculous. Like, try something else. Change it. Do you think you have to take this? Really? You want to take this?" And, you know, bless
else.
Our mothers. We're just so, you know, we always want to rebel our mothers.
I want to talk about that. 6 weeks to heal from permanent paralysis.
Yeah, well, I guess I never accepted the diagnosis. I never accepted that.
Uh-huh.
I never accepted that critical voice that said, "You shall not walk again."
That's what I want to talk about.
Okay.
I mean, right there, in and of itself, you never went to that place of
never.
Why me?
No.
Why God?
No.
What am I going to do now?
No.
How did you not go to that place?
I cried for 3 days.
Okay.
And then again, my name is Angelica, and I've always believed in angels. And I always believed that someone would give me an answer. In this particular case, it was my mother. And she just looked me square in the eye and said, "There is a way to solve it. And are you coming from divinity?"
So you never actually bought into the whole...
Never.
Oh, my God.
Never.
That's quite phenomenal there,
no.
Angelica.
No,
I mean, you were diagnosed by doctors, blah, blah,
well,
blah.
Well, but, you know, I live in this world now of miracles. And, I mean, having been blessed with having angels in my life all my life, I don't know how to live my life any differently. But since I've been speaking about miracles for 6 years now, the miracles that I experience in my own life are daily, and they're huge. Like, the paralysis was pretty much a minor one compared to other stuff that's happened to
You've
me.
You've got to be kidding.
No.
Do you pretty much take for granted the fact that you healed yourself from paralysis?
I never did. It was God's spirit in me that did.
Uh-huh.
It was His divine white healing light, you know, came from above down through my head, through my heart, through my legs. And
this is what you teach now how to do.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
That's right. And I also teach not to accept the critical voice of whatever it is. Because when you're given either, I mean, for me, the manifestation of whatever was paralysis. But underneath that, the underneath critical voice of that was definitely poverty. Like, how was I going to support these children?
Mm-hmm.
And I really felt that the abundance had to come from me, from my ego, from na na na. And all of a sudden, God take away legs. And now you say, now what?
Mm-hmm. Angelica, talk to us about that ability to not accept the critical voice.
Oh, man, that's a really big one. That's
yeah.
the first one. Because if you believe you deserve to have the miracle, then guess what? It shows up on your door. And 5 years ago, when I first started talking about number one in 7 steps to creating miracles in your life is believe that you deserve to have the miracle. And I always thought it came from a standpoint of belief. And then as I got under the layers of teaching this, I understood very clearly from my audience, it was always deservedness. And it was always some critical voice in the background who had said, you know, either an angry mother or an angry father or whatever out there negative voice
yes, yes.
that said, you shall not have prosperity. You shall not be, you know, you shall not live your purpose. You shall not be rich. You shall not be famous. You shall not do the work that you were sent here to do.
I was talking to a friend the other day, and he was having a hard time making money, and he said, well, I could never make as much money as my father does.
Excuse me? But where did that come from?
Exactly.
It came from the programming. And yes, he's probably right, because if he believes he'll never make as
right.
much, he won't. And also, if his father has hammered into his head that you are not good enough,
mm-hmm.
you are not as good as me.
Yeah, and that's
you know,
most likely what happened.
And if we look at, and I've said this to my own son, you know, you have to look at as abundance coming from God the Father. And that when you choose God the Father as being the Father that you want to be linked to rather than your biological father, then all abundance is open to you. Because if you look even just outside the window and you see a tree with, it doesn't have one leaf, it has hundreds of leaves and there are hundreds of flowers and all kinds of beautiful things and you couldn't possibly count the stars in the universe. And so if you look at that coming from a real a space of abundance, and goodness and greatness, like, why wouldn't you want to link to that on a spiritual level.
Now, okay, this is obviously requiring a leap of faith, so to speak. I mean, I sit here at the Aware Show and I go, how am I ever going to make a living? I do this as a volunteer.
On a small card, write down what your most urgent need is in the present tense, as though you have already received it.
Even though I have no idea on how it's going to happen.
It's not your business to know how this is going
to
happen.
I know this show needs to get out to a national level, but I have no idea how to syndicate.
Then you put that on a piece of paper on a card, and you say, you know, my show is on a national. Thank you for putting my show on a national level.
I'm writing this down. And you just put it out there on the airwaves, by
the
way.
No, you can do that.
Thank you.
Or you can light it. And
you just did.
Yeah. Well, we're going to put it on the airwaves greater because your territory is now just West Coast. So what we want this to do is to be broadcasted nationally, because your other corollary prayer with that is, God, give me a greater territory and bless me with your abundance so that I may not seek evil and live in peace and joy.
It definitely needs to happen because so many people are creating healings from what they hear on the show, including your information.
Exactly. Well, as I've started to travel since 1999, and there's just been such a spiritual awareness since 99 closed and 2000 is open, and much more so since 2001.
Isn't that the truth?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and people are looking to not only heal themselves spiritually, but also physically, and looking for more divine ways of healing their body rather than going to cut and paste, you know, or drugs.
Great, great information. I'm speaking with Angelica Wagner, and she is the author of what we're talking about today, Seven Steps to Creating Miracles in Your Life, which can be found in which book?
That's a book that's going to be coming. But,
oh, good.
Yeah, but the one that the series that I teach from all the time is called Are You Ready for a Miracle with Angel?
That's great. So now let's go back to talking about that, teaching us how not to accept the critical voice. What do you accept? What can you replace the critical voice with?
You get quiet within yourself, and you ask for the spirit. You ask for the voice of God to speak to you, because what you might come out of ego with is not God's answer. And so, again, if you understand that if you are having any kind of dis-ease, whether that's financial or spiritual or physical or whatever that is, or not really truly coming from happiness, that if you have dis-ease, that you're coming from a place of ego and separation from God. Whereas when you are in oneness and unity with what he wants you to produce in your life, miracles happen, and they happen on the spot. When we have a really big audience, like 400, 500 people, we get miracles immediately, on the spot. There are people who are moved to, if you're coming from poverty and you need this or you need that or you need a job desperately, whatever it is, it happens in that room. Sometimes people heal instantaneously, spiritually. And that, again, get very clear, Lisa. This does not come from me. It comes strictly from God and from the collective consciousness, from this wonderful ether that happens when people vibrate at a very, very high level. When we're all raised to that frequency in that room, spirit is released and God shows up.
And this is what you have seen over and over and over
again. Over and over and over.
And experienced and watched other people happen. Now, do you have to have a belief in God in order for this to work?
No, you don't. You do have to be able to surrender.
That's very important. Mm. Yeah. Surrender what?
Surrender what you think you need. And surrender what you think you want to control.
Mm-hmm.
And let go. But continue to put out to the universe what you feel that you deserve.
Now, you say by doing that, writing down your most urgent need. Mm-hmm. In present tense, mm-hmm. which, what's the purpose of that? Like, for example...
Well, because then you are claiming that it's already happened.
So I have a syndicated radio show.
Exactly.
And
so you don't say when, with, why, or how. I have a syndicated radio show, period.
You just say that, and you act as if it's happening in present time.
Yes.
What does that allow to happen in the body? How does that work? Explain
it totally,
that.
You know what? It's corrective thinking. It's corrective thinking.
That's great.
Because when you let, and you can do it one of two ways. You can either write it down and look at it, stick it in your pocket. I've had people who have done this with money. You know, they've put it down, put it in their wallet, and money shows up the next day or whatever. Or you can put this down and light it with a match. I did a fire walk 2 weeks ago, and I had just moved to New York, and I said, there is no, I'm not going through that fire. After what I've done, after what I've gone through emotionally, I ain't doing it. Like, and I was wearing a suede suit, and you know, and on the way out, someone said to me, your fear becomes the fire, and you walk over it. And someone else said to me, you will always regret the risks you never took. And this, you know, I mooned the trees, took off my stockings, and somebody said there are three publishing contracts on the other side of that fire.
Uh-huh.
I was gone like a shot. 3 days after I put that out to the universe, I spoke with my literary agent, and in the first meeting with her, I had two contracts. Last weekend, I was in Toronto speaking at an Awareness Council event. And the speaker who spoke ahead of me looked me in the eye, and he said, I want to write a book with you. And I said, let's hear what comes from your spirit. And after he had talked, I said, yes, most definitely. I came with two contracts. I waited for the third, and you asked for it.
Wow. And so that's what firewalking is really about. And metaphorically, you're walking
over your fear.
Your fears.
Over fear. And you see, in the same way, where I got out of the wheelchair and walked, it was my fear that kept me paralyzed, not my body. It's never your body. It's never your cancer. It's never your stroke. What happens when you have a stroke or heart disease? You have more room to love because there's more room in a broken heart. So what
yeah.
did God give you? God gave you the capacity for compassion. And if you strip away all these things, you know, I mean, we'll do number four maybe after five. If you give up one of these things, if you give up fear, doubt, worry, greed, resentment, anger, or blame, you don't have to give them all up at once. Just give them up, one. I mean, for me, when I was in a wheelchair, it was anger, eh? I was pretty ticked.
And so did you have physical damage after your accident?
Oh, yeah. I couldn't walk.
I mean, structural damage.
Structural damage, I'm not sure of how intense the structure was, obviously the nerves were not totally severed, because then I would have been probably permanently paralyzed.
So really, this was your head, this was your mind.
Well, no, I mean, I for the first week of being paralyzed, I was in huge, severe pain. I mean, I used to crawl along on my elbows across the floor to get to the bathroom,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, couldn't feed, I mean, the stuff.
And you were diagnosed with it. And so you just started working with your, and now, beforehand, prior to this accident, had you been in the space of motivational thinking, positive thought?
I was always a positive person,
mm-hmm.
always.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the more that I get adjusted through chiropractic very regularly, once
mm-hmm.
a week is sort of a minimum. And the more I get with those folks and the more I get adjusted, the more I'm in line with my true spirit.
Right. That's
And I'm really a clear channel of God. And when I watch the chiropractors adjusting, you can see light emanating from their hands and through their, and in angels, I actually write about that
yes.
a healer can see your healing before it is completed within yourself. And so it goes back to the whole thing of intent. What is the intent? So when they face the body, they intend that the God spirit will come above, down, inside out, and heal that person.
You know, this is really important information, especially if you're in that place of pain right now, because you look for anything in your mind, just anything to help
you. Well, you have to also look for light.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing that you do is to focus on the darkness.
Why? Why do we do that? I mean, why, Angelica?
It's just easier. It's just, it's comfortable to be miserable. When you are outside of the world, like I'm of the world, but, you know, I'm in the world, but I'm not of the world,
mm-hmm.
because God is in charge. And then you never worry from one day to the next where money is going to come from, how things are going to fall into place. They will. They will, because somehow, if you were meant to be there, you will be there.
And it's really easy.
It's so effortless.
When you get to the other side of it, it's really easy.
It's so effortless. But you know what gets in the way is our ego and our child. You know, if we go back to creating our lives as children and living so simply, coming from a place of truth in our speech and in our actions and in our thoughts and in our deeds, so that we're completely congruent. Mm-hmm. And if we come from that place, then light just pours in and love just pours in. Mm-hmm. Why? Because you're coming from a place that's safe, that other people automatically feel, wow, she's safe. This is not fraud. This is real. And I guess that's what I learned in the last three conferences, because I've had to challenge myself and face myself, you know, very confrontationally in the last month, having now made my books and my work on miracles full time,
mm-hmm.
and really, really facing, okay, now what do I do? And when I said, okay, God, it's not me that's in charge, but you're in charge. And I started to rip the calluses off my heart, not knowing I had any. You know, and the number four thing is to change one thing in your life. And the heart, even physiologically, the heart is encased in the body in these ligaments and tendons so that it's right in there, safe and secure. And the little bridges between the valves, and there's little doors that shut and that open and shut between the valves. And there's water called bursa around the heart. And so I always look at the heart as Camelot. And around that water that's around the heart is like a moat. And that moat is truth. And if you get past truth and get to where the little valves are, the little drawbridge that leads into the heart, that's integrity. And once you get into real integrity in your heart, those high, 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 high walls, that's courage. When you get those three things together, truth, integrity, and courage, and you form them together, you get into Camelot because, man, nothing is impossible to you anymore.
You know, I believe that a lot of what you're saying, and that we have these human bodies that sometimes are filters from what we already know as spirit, that we know that we can create miracles with our, you know, with our faith. We know that we can pretty much create something out of nothing.
Absolutely.
But we have these human bodies and we have these human brains, and sometimes they're filters. They filter us from believing that because of, you know, analyzing it or needing proof and science and knowledge.
And we don't move forward to it. You know, I mean, emotion
is energy.
Yeah, energy and motion. Mm-hmm. So we don't allow our bodies, like when you move in the direction of what your dreams are, in the direction of what you want to create in your life, or when God speaks to you that, you know, go here or go there, and you do it, you actually do it. When you come from a place of emotion, the cells get it. So that density and matter, okay, so that our bodies are strictly dense spirit. That's all they are. Okay?
Yeah.
The matter of who we are on the outside is just the density of who we are. And so if you elevate that and you only come from spirit, then you automatically vibrate from a higher level. And this energy in motion goes right into the universe. And that universe has absolutely no choice but to give you back your greatest heart's desire.
And you also have to want it.
Absolutely.
You have to be looking in that direction, I believe, because if you're really not looking in that direction, I don't think that you're going to necessarily find it unless for some reason, like you or, you know, me in a certain instance, we needed to be kind of awakened, you know, hit over the head with a soft brick by God.
Well, I mean, we all have signs, and let's talk about that for a little bit, Lisa,
mm-hmm.
because I look for signs on a daily level for where I am with intention.
Great. Oh, good.
I look for, signs, miracles, and signs and wonders. A sign could be, for me, it's always a sign action. It's a sign of love. A wonder is a wonder of nature. When you either see, you know, a hawk that you wouldn't see in the city, or sometimes people say, "Well, I saw a rabbit after my mother died. Do you think?" Yeah. Mm-hmm. I remember once being in the train station in Toronto, and it was a very busy day, and there was this young man looking into the train tracks, and he saw a raccoon, and I thought, okay, this is not good. He was looking in the train tracks. I thought, this is not good. So I went over to him, and I said, so what's the deal? He said, did you see that raccoon? Like, there's a raccoon in the city. And I said, what do you think? I said, do you need a miracle? And he said, as a matter of fact, I do. How did you know that? And I said, well, the raccoon showed up in the city, not for me, not for you, or not for me. It showed up for you.
So looking for synchronicities.
Exactly.
Oddities and synchronicities.
And people mm-hmm. showing up that you don't know who give you, and really listening to what they have to say, you know, so that the universe, God gives you the answer if you're aware to mm-hmm. it. If you just want to shed some of those outside layers and say, okay, let's just take what the answers are and not come from a place of attachment to it has to be this way, it has to come out this way, it has to be negotiated. It doesn't have to be negotiated. It's your right.
This is great. I think looking for the signs around us. And at this point, I'd really love to open up the phone to call-ins because I'm sure people have questions for you about this. 818-985-KPFK is the phone number here. That's 818-985-5735. And we'll be taking some of the calls when we come back from break. But the looking for the synchronicities, the little signs around you are really very telling. I'm speaking with Angelica Wagner. She's the author of the Are You Ready for a Miracle series, and she is also the CEO of a company called...
It's Miracle Works now.
Oh, it's Miracle Works now.
Yeah,
okay.
It was more congruent.
Miracle Works, yeah. And Angelica has actually been giving us... She wrote these 7 steps to creating a miracle in your life, and she's been kind of going through these with us during the conversation here. And the first one we talked about, just so I can kind of bullet point them, is believe that you really deserve to have a miracle, which is the leap of faith stage, I think. And also getting rid of all that disbelief and all of those, that critical voice inside your head and so forth. And the other step she mentioned was to write it down. Write it down in present tense. You know, I have a syndicated radio show, something like that. Write that down. The other one is to look at the card 3 or 4 times a day. Now, I don't know if we got to that one. Did we?
We passed over it.
Okay.
Yeah, and you can either look at whatever it is that you want and or put it on your mirror in the morning or stick it in your pocket, your wallet, if you need money, or you know, write yourself a check. Look at that very often.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that before. Write yourself a check.
Write yourself a check.
I always heard that you're supposed to keep it blank. So the universe can fill in the amount. But
oh no, man! I wrote in the amount.
Be specific, right?
I wrote in the amount and I wrote in the date.
I read that in here and I thought, you know, that actually works a little bit better than rather than just leaving it up. You know.
Yeah.
Be specific with the universe.
I wanted very many zeros.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Of course, that's great. And the fourth one she talked about was change one thing in your life. Now you mentioned doing that, but why is that important?
Well, because if you've always done what you've always done, you always get what you always get.
Mm-hmm.
And the change in your life, I mean, for me, I went from allopathic medical model to a natural model so that when I got with it, that I respected and honored the divinity in my own body
uh-huh.
more. When I came from a vitalistic place rather than a mechanistic place,
right. That's a very, very good point. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, Angelica, and when we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with Angelica Wagner about creating something in your life, and also we're going to be taking your phone calls after the break. The phone number here is 818-985-KPFK, and this is Lisa Garr. You're listening to Aware on KPFK. Welcome back to Aware. Hi, this is Lisa Garr, and I'm speaking with Angelica Wagner. She is the author of the Are You Ready for a Miracle series of books that she's written and created a company called Miracle Works that motivates people to reach miracles in their lives. So you really are a motivator, so to speak.
I am.
You are.
I really just see myself as a channel, as an instrument of God, because everyone comes with this fabulous potential. We are creative genius, and it's just because we don't when you rip the calluses off your heart, you find out who you really are.
Mm-hmm. We were talking before the break about the 7 steps to creating miracles in your life, and I really, really like the 6th step, which is...
Oh, that's such a big one.
Share.
It's forgiveness, and the number 6 is to forgive the person who hurt you the most. And that's a really high standard of excellence. You know, I mean, I teach excellence in the business place and spirituality in the business place as well. If you look at, you can just forgive anybody who stepped on your toe or slammed the door in front of you or whatever, whatever is having a bad day. But when you forgive the person who hurt you the most, that just opens like just so many channels. And again, it goes back to that critical voice. That person could or could not be still alive. If that person is alive, then it's easy if you want to take the step to pick up the phone or make an appointment and go and see that person and say, I have forgiven you. And, you know, and that person could look at you and say, forgive me for what?
Right, exactly. Oh, you know? Exactly. Yeah,
I didn't know I did anything.
Most definitely. So what that really essentially does is it opens up the, you know, space in your life that was otherwise occupied by this anger or
by
hurt
anger
or resentment.
Yeah, anger or resentment.
Mm-hmm. So now it frees up your energy.
It does.
To create
and
more.
To do more and to be more. And that person has also could have the response of, yes, I forgive you, no, I do not forgive you, or get lost. Mm-hmm. At which point you still have choices. Mm-hmm. You can go back to a place of anger, or you can totally release it and say, all right, maybe you're not ready for forgiveness right now, and maybe another time in your life will be, and understand that you've done your part. Because forgiveness is really the best gift you can give yourself.
That's true. That's absolutely true. And also the whole thing of forgiving yourself.
Yeah.
I want to go to the phones really quickly.
Okay.
We have a caller, Lana from Los Feliz.
Yes. Hi.
Hi.
Really enjoying this. Once again, you tune in just when you need to.
Isn't that the truth?
Very strange. really didn't think I was even going to get a chance to listen to your show today.
That's synchronicities, Lana.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's uncanny. My question is, you know, speaking about the brick on the head, I went through that 5 years ago. I took it very seriously and was doing the affirmations. I was living in New York City. I taped myself. I did it in the first, second, third person. I was very specific, and I had, you know, the man I wanted to meet, everything, very specific, down to money. But I also had a spiritual page, which I felt was important as far as giving and being able to be charitable, etc. Anyway, just about everything has worked out the way I had planned. It's amazing.
Wow.
And some of the things took overnight. The main thing I've wanted always, however, has been denied to me. And I look down the list, and I've crossed a few of them off, and like I said, it's uncanny. Now, I'm wondering if sometimes things are denied to us because God knows a higher, better reason.
I mean, I'm listening I'm listening to the word denied, and I'm thinking the only thing that comes through right now is that it is in God's time. He didn't say no.
Mm-hmm.
He said, not quite yet. And that might not be in giving you the gift to take away from you.
Right.
That just might be that you need to grow more, so then when it shows up, you're totally in harmony for it and totally ready for it and prepared, and that it'll be so perfect that it'll be beyond manufacture.
Do you also feel that because in some ways it contradicts some of the things I have, that there's something I don't know about?
No, God is from spirit
timing.
And abundance and greatness and goodness. And
I realize that. I'm just saying that in my own stubbornness to pursue this and make myself miserable and other people miserable, maybe he's keeping me from losing something that I have that could happen.
You just need to let go of the demand of the request and just let it go. Have you sent it up in fire? Have you written it down and burned it?
Oh, yes.
What is the significance of burning your dream?
Because then you release control.
Mm-hmm.
And you give the energy to the universe to provide it to you. Mm-hmm. The soulmate always comes to you.
Very interesting. Well, thank you for your call, Lana. I appreciate
that. Thank you
so much. All right.
Bye
bye.
Bye.
So when you take a when you have a desire or a dream and you write it all out, and then you destroy it, you're releasing it?
You haven't destroyed it. You've given the energy of that dream to the universe to fulfill for you.
Well, by
fire
burning
is, but fire is energy. Fire is heat. Fire is creativity.
Mm.
And so I don't look at it. There are no, for me, just there are no destructive properties through fire. There are only healing properties. And fire is also a purifier and refinement of your inner spirit. That, it, you know, I always say, let me be purified in God. And in having said that, he might just send me another big thing to learn from so that I am refined and I'm more pure in what his desires are. And that might not show up in the form that I am expecting, but it will be teaching and healing.
Hmm. Wonderful. Okay, more callers.
Okay.
Wonderful questions from my callers. June in Playa del Rey.
Hi.
Hi, June.
I just want to thank you so much for taking on the burdens that you've taken on in order to express yourself this way.
Oh, what a
bless
wonderful
you
thing to say.
Yeah,
thanks.
I really appreciate that. At this point in my life, I'm going through a crossroads. And when I ask myself, I feel that I'm inconsistent in my thoughts with my actions, and you lightly tapped on that, and I think that's really a hard one for me, you know, with pettiness, things like that.
Oh, okay.
And I want, there are things that I need to accomplish in my life. There's creativity that I need to come out, and I can't get there for a million years.
Okay, can I share with you what worked for me?
Mm-hmm.
And it may or may not work for you, but when I am like that, at really at a crossroads, I really... I pray, and I meditate, and I just really give it. I go to a very quiet place. I don't talk. I don't eat, and I fast. And that could be for a day or 2 days. The most amazing things have happened when I fasted.
It just enables you to go deeper and deeper, Angelica.
It keeps you humble.
It really, and when you come out of that fasting, you are really open to God's voice speaking to you. Mm-hmm. And the decision that you may have made will be quite different.
Mm-hmm.
And when you listen to God's voice within, the divinity within you knows, like your higher self knows exactly what route to choose, exactly what is best for you.
Mm-hmm.
But if you clutter all that stuff up with chatter and I need and I must and I will, and all of those conforming things, then what you do is you limit your own greatness in the universe. Because when you just go quiet and fast and don't talk, the
answer... In other words, get down and do the work.
Let spirit do the work.
Very well stated, June. Very
well
stated.
Let spirit do the work.
You got to be part of it, too. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
All right, June, thank you for your call.
Procreation.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Angelica, you are going to be speaking at the Philosophical Research Society.
Yes,
on
I'm so excited.
Sunday.
On Sunday.
Yeah, they have great speakers. You're included in just
thank you.
A lot of great stuff going on over there. Just another organization that promotes spiritual and conscious speakers and authors and so forth, kind of doing the same thing. We're all on the same page here.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to be speaking there on Sunday.
I'm Sunday 11 to 12, and I'm doing 7 Steps to Creating Miracles in Your Life. I teach that class with music. It's very deep. People go within themselves when I teach it, and very releasing. There's a lot of light that's released. Miracles happen on the spot.
Is it a workshop? It's interactive where we can write our miracles down and do all of that?
It's more a soul thing. It is interactive in the afternoon. In the afternoon, I'm doing a 2-hour workshop on angels and divine intervention as to how it shows up in your life, how you can actually know that the hand of God has been upon you.
Wow, wonderful stuff you're doing, Angelica.
Yeah, 2-hour. The angels workshop is interactive. People share. It's back and forth. It's very healing. The answers, again, come from this wonderful collective consciousness, this ether of the universal consciousness, and it goes back to innate. It goes back to Everyone is born with a divinity within them.
Mm-hmm.
And so my workshops are to bring that out in people, and I hope that when they leave me at the end of the day, yes, they cry, yes, they laugh, and yes, they really go forth with purpose in their heart, and it's all about change.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for joining me this afternoon.
Oh, I've just loved it, Lisa. We'll do it again.
Yeah, it's been great information. Thanks for sharing all this with us.
Okay.
All right. Have a wonderful workshop on Sunday.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. And
bye-bye.
Angelica, you don't happen to know the phone number there to PRS, do you? Philosophical?
I think I do.
Okay.
It's 1-323-663-2167.
Thank you, 2167, if you guys have questions.
Yes.
All right. Thanks, Angelica.
Thanks. Have a miracle day.
Oh, thank you. You
okay.
too.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. We're going to take a quick break, and joining us next is Toddie Blackstone with information on what on earth is going on this month, the month of May. Workshops, seminars, lectures that you can attend to create your own growth. And she's going to be joining us up next. This is Lisa Garr. You are listening to Aware on KPFK.